Gusto. Hey yo, Gusto. Hey yo, 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 yo.
Check it out, it's DJ Reminisce. Top 5 R&B and Soul albums of 2017. It's a lot of bangers, a lot of good music came out this year. So this will be my personal top 5 of 2017. 5, Omar, Love and Beats. If you don't know who he is, he's an artist from the UK. Dope artist. His album, Love and Beats, is this mixture of like Afrobeat, soul, reggae, Latin. It's just a gumbo of sounds. The album is dope. You gotta check him out. Omar, Love and Beats. 4, new artist, Daniel Caesar. Album is super crazy. I believe he's gonna be super big this year in 2018. Check him out. Very unique style, soul and R&B. Rare written album, Daniel Caesar. 3, another new artist to most people, AOE. This album is called Homecoming. Super like spacey, trippy type of soul. Super cool. Gotta check him out. AOE, Homecoming. 2, another new artist, Gabriel Gazon. His album was called Jardine. Super nice. Production is crazy. Everything is crazy about this album. It's probably one of my best albums in a long time. Probably in the last 5-6 years. Gabriel Garzon. The album is called Jardine. Now for the number one spot, 2017 best R&B soul album for me, DJ Reminisce, would have to be Moonchild, Voyager. Album is super dope. If you don't have this in your collection, please get it. Moonchild, Voyager. Also, if you ever get a chance to check them out live, they put on a very, very dope show. Moonchild, Voyager. Also, for a bonus, check out Anderson .Paak and his producer, Knowledge. They put out an album last year, 2016, called Yes Lord. This year, 2017, they put out a remix album. It was pretty dope. Gotta have that in your collection. That'll be my bonus. Also, check out my new website, DJReminisce10.com. Also, you can email me at DJReminisce10@gmail.com. Peace.
Please, baby, don't you leave, or you all of my shit can wait. We'll push it all aside and we can share a hideaway. Push it all aside and we can.
What up, y'all? This is I'm going to do top 10 best hip-hop albums of 2017. This is going to be no particular order, just the dopest 10 albums and projects I thought that I heard this year. First up, Sigha the Prince, No Dope on Sunday. Sigha the Prince, people have been waiting for this album for, it seems like forever. People thought that Kanye was kind of just shelving him, keeping him as his personal behind-the-scenes ghostwriter, but he came with the dope beats. Dope concept with the whole album, Sigha the Prince, No Dope on Sundays. Next up, my dude, Gangsta Gibbs, Freddie Gibbs, You Only Live Twice. Gibbs' first album after his whole ordeal overseas, getting out of jail. I'm talking about banger after banger on here. Just straight gangsta fire that you always love and you get from Gangsta Gibbs. Next up, Kendrick Lamar, Damn, what else you say about this album, from the concepts of songs like Duckworth to the singles like Be Humble, all the way to DNA, to the track with Rihanna. He just had hits on here and dope lyrics to go with it. So next up, that's good for him on that. Next up, this is one of the sleepers of the year to me. MC8 and DJ Premier, Which Way Is West? Were you talking about DJ Premier? He may be the best producer of all time for the fact that he was able to cultivate an album around DJ Premier, but give it a Premier feel to it, but cultivate an album around a West Coast legend like MC8. Dope album, man. I mean, if you like West Coast music, straight pure West Coast, that's what you got to pick up. MC8's Which Way Is West. Next up, this is my young boy champion of all. When I'm talking about when these young cats can't rhyme, I point people to this guy right here, Nick Grant. Which Return of the Cool. When you talking about a dope album, man, I mean, he's rhyming on the whole joint. I mean, it's crazy. Nick Grant is literally, it is sad because I was talking to a friend of mine the other day when I was telling him about my best albums. He was like, who, Nick Grant? What do you mean Nick Grant? And I was like, yo, man, I'm telling you, if this kid was out 10 years ago, you would be, you know, be like, man, he's the truth. He just coming out at the wrong time considering what his kind of peers are doing with his age. But he's also coming out at a great time because lyricism is coming back. All that trappy rappy stuff and, you know, the mumble rap and all that, that's going to have his area. But pure MCs like this, he's going to be able to have a long career as long as he stays along the path. Next up, I mean, you got to give it to the Jigga Man, Jay-Z, 444. That was grown man music. I mean, track after track on there, just grown man, grown field music. One producer, no ID throughout the whole project, that gave you a feel of something that was grown adult but contemporary at the same time. I mean, Jay-Z, he's going to give you some thought-provoking stuff. Return, the Story of OJ, top three song of the year. The straight-up record of the year, Story of OJ. Next up, Big Crit, Forever Is a Mighty Long Time. Oh, man. Like, Crit, this is the best project from Crit since Crit was here, I feel. And also, it's a harder, I mean, this is a double album, and it's one, it's hard for artists to do a double album, and I'm not saying this is a perfect album on that aspect, but it's one of the best cohesively for this whole year. Big Crit seemed like he was in his lane, he finally felt like he was comfortable in the Warhead album he wanted to cultivate, because it seemed like before, he may have been chasing a hit here and there, because of being having a Def Jam situation, but now he's independent, and I love that. Big Crit, Forever Is a Mighty Long Time. Next up, I gotta go with Rhapsody. I mean, this may be my album of the year, Layla's Wisdom. Let's take, like I said, like Ninth Wonder says, let's take her out of the best female rapper category. She's one of the best rappers right now, period, bar none. She's got bars on this. I mean, even the snip, if anybody remembers, last year I gave her EP of one of my top albums of the year last year. That's how much and dope she is. And she actually slid, I believe, two tracks from that over into this. But then, I mean, it's some Lucy she's got as well that's killing it. Rhapsodies, Layla's Wisdom. Yo, the production from Knife Wonder all the way to her rhymes, killing it, bar none. I'm going to go over a little bit. I might be a little more than 10 here. Next up, Problem. His EP, Selfish. Man, Problem is, he's another one of the young cats in the West Coast that I've really been messing with. Last year at the Rosecrans Project with DJ Quick, this has kind of kept it going with him. He's super, super slept on. I mean, I was big in the West Coast. I still am big in the West Coast music, so I keep it pretty diverse in my feeling. And Problem just gives me the feeling of when I was staying out west and just chilling out there, and just it just gives you a certain feeling, and that's what music is supposed to give you, that feeling. Last albums are from cats from my place, St. Louis. First one, Smino with Black Swan. This is what I feel like Drake wants to be. It is like Smino with the harmonizing and rapping, but it's to like a next level. It's so creative in its own right. He's in his own lane, in his own pocket, and I'm glad to see like somebody from the crib. No disrespect to anybody else that has came out of St. Louis on the mainstream level as a far, but it just shows the diversity of our music with somebody like Smino, and that's it. That's my man Smino with Black Swan. Last up, I mean, we've had him on the show recently, but not just because he's the homie, but he put together a dope project, Vandalism, where rumors of my demise are greatly exaggerated. Van is one of the best producers I know, and then he also can rhyme, and this album, it cohesively goes through a whole journey of his feelings about where he's been through and not dropping a project in a few years and all the drama he's been through as an artist. You got to feel that in this album, and it felt very, very personalized, and I think that's what a lot of people will want, especially from a young, where you're transitioning from being the young male to a mature male, and you're in a different pocket because you're not with the young boys necessarily, and you ain't no old head hitting up the 40 and up club either, but you still have a different side and way that you're moving with your life. And this album, he gives it to you with that project, and that's my top 10 and maybe some plus mores. And oh, my single of the year and a sleeper album of the year for a young boy, Gold Link Crew. I think it's the best song of the year. People will say it's Bodak Black from I can't even think now, y'all know her, Cardi B. I think it's Crew Gold Link. I mean, the Gold Link Crew, you know. But I get it if somebody would want to dispute that as well. Another group that are young guys that's coming up, that if you want a kind of new young sound, Audio Push, I like them as well. So if you want to check out their project as well, check them out. Hope I gave y'all some music to maybe check up on and peep out that you may have missed from this year. And probably, I know some of y'all will probably be upset with us with all some of these choices, but email us. You know how where we at. And this is mine. Peace. Carolina, and they say Shy City. Yeah.
Check. Niggas ain't been rapping lately. Guess I'm trapped in the 80s. Ain't fly enough if the fashion statements don't make you hate me. Looking up the drug czars, same ones who sold my mother raw. Die quick as the culture if we don't evolve. Could never hide the scars. I'm from where pistols bark like a pit of dogs. Nigga, shit gets hard. Thirsty bitches even wanna sip the tears from dawns. Rich rap, skin black as Norman Lear sitcoms. Diamonds looking pissed on. Picking bitches like I'm Frankie Lyman. Nigga, which one? Pray my niggas live long. No time for silly rappers and they two lame clicks. For the record, we deeper than the Wu-Tang hit. My drive took me out the ghetto, found a new lane quick. At any moment they gon' hit me with that you change shit. More honesty than Richard Pryor comedy. I don't know where I'ma be when Obama leave. Gotta be more, more, more.
Said there's gotta be more.
I'm Gil Scott.
got heroin. Here to give America a dose of their own medicine. Who I ain't better than, you should watch who you bet against. Exposed hearts of jealous men. Predator fell and mama's bestie molested them. Killers vanish cause fans tamper with evidence. Long as the soul's wealthy, we cool cause we were never rich. Sweat me like fair pressure, was left for dead. Sorry I'm misleading, Miss Lady. All I wanted was head, sipping wine imported. My rhyme style is gorgeous. By my money, this is worse than Sally Mae extortion. Don't know what's real, it's like I'm looking through the eyes of orphans. The newest bins turning like some disappointed corpses. Old head stories of how they was the shit in they day. The world bleeds, minstrel shows, get tickets today. 200 on the car dash with a trunk full of yay. Life's good, no more reruns of minimum wage. Gotta be more, more, more.
Said there's gotta be more.
Bitch, freaky bitch like Dominique, you know what I'm saying?
Can't see it.
Let's go, let's go. Quarter me over for Juvie, nigga, lease. Boss of all my haters in the police. I just fuck four bitches at four seats. Money made me forget I got amnesia. Quarter me over for Juvie, nigga, lease. Boss of all my haters in the police. I just put four bitches at four seats. Money made me forget I got amnesia. Ayy, quarter meal worth of jewels, these niggas lease. Amen, put 20 more carrots in my Jesus. I got the quarter kilo and I beat it to pieces. Fed snatch nigga up, I caught amnesia. Jack, back to back to back both times. Baby mama in the sky box in the side, bitch sitting courtside. I'm in H-Town, let her ride a rock, got a bad bitch on the north side. Fuck a pack down with a vice lord on the west side of the Chi-Town, nigga. Hey, I just see 50 chickens in a row. I just see 50 cities in a row. Back to back being Bentley in a row. Slinging that dog sign to the rope. I don't play house hoes, gotta go. Better back Keisha Brittany in a row. Slinging that dog sign to the rope. Let's go, let's go. Quarter meal worth for Julie, nigga, lease. Boss of all my haters in the police. I just put four bitches at four seats. Money made me forget I got amnesia. Quarter meal worth for Julie, nigga, lease. Boss of all got haters in the police. I just put four bitches at four seats. Money made me forget I got amnesia.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Look, this is another episode of Strata Low Cash, man, and I'm giving my list of top five hip-hop albums of 2017, man. I'm talking about these are my top five albums where I'm like, hey, dog, either you had these albums or you stupid. Like, that's it. There's no in-between. Either you have some of these albums or you are stupid and you eat crayons off the floor. The ones that roll up under the couch, you know, after your kids get done playing, they be having hair on them. You eat those kind of crayons. Okay, so I'm going to start my list from 5 to 1. That's how I'm going to do it. Okay, so number 5 on my list, I'm going with that, you know, I'm going to go ahead and put that Big Sean, man. That Big Sean, I decided, hey, Cole, man, Cole. And I wasn't even no Big Sean fan, man, before this album. Like, this album really got me to where I'm like, hey, dog. And I apologize. Maybe I was sleeping on Big Sean, but this whole album was cold. This whole album had songs where you can vibe to and was dope. Dope as hell. Dope as hell. That was number 5 on my list. Number 5. Number four. I mean, you know, I got to go with, you know, the Mr. West Coast himself right now, man. He's holding it down for the West Coast, man. And actually just for hip hop in general. It's none other than Mr. Kendrick Lamar with Damn. It don't get no better than that, man. When you talking about like you know, West Coast in it and just sounding good and straight spitting, man. Right now, Kendrick Lamar is that guy, man, in hip hop. And you know, I love Damn, man. Damn was a well put together album. I thought it was great front to back. Thought it was great album. Dope, Kendrick. Salute to you, brother. Number three. Man, come on, man. I'm talking about the most consistent rapper in the history of hip hop. Consistently has the best. I'm gonna say he has the best catalog of music, rap wise, than any other rapper in mainstream hip hop. Any other rapper. Their catalog will not match up against his. And I'm talking about Mr. 444 himself, Sean, Jay-Z, Carter. That 444, man, it was cold, man. 444 make you go buy a whole new outfit from Marshalls with it. You get your button-up shirt. You got to get your shit together. This ain't even like change clothes, Jay-Z. This like, hey, dog, I'm grown for real. I got 401k, and I got to get my shit together. My shit is together now. Like, dog, so I'm, hey, that's my number three, man. Number three goes to Jay-Z with that 444, okay? My number two slot, man. My number two slot, this is the best albums of 2017. My number two slot, it has to go to Miss Layla's Wisdom. And we talking about none other than Rhapsody. When you talk about rapping and rhyming, and that's why her name is Rhapsody, because she be rapping. I'm talking about a lyricist, male or female, she got bars for any of them. Any of them, you know. So that, I mean, that whole, I'm probably going to listen to it after this. But yeah, that Rhapsody, man, that Layla's Wisdom, cold. That's my number two. If you sleeping on Rhapsody, though, and it, like I said, if you don't have the, if you need to have one of these albums, you got to have one of these albums, man. At least one or two of them. If you don't have any of these albums I'm naming, man, to go ahead and cut this off right now. You don't even need to listen to this. You ain't worth listening to this right now. Okay? So, what I'm going to do in my number one slot. My number one slot, man. Oh, man. This album, a double disc, too. You don't see too many double discs that are dope. You know, with some dope ass, man. Oh, man. And I saw this dude in concert. I went to Canada, and I checked out Kendrick Lamar at the Way Home Festival. I checked out Kendrick Lamar, and this album right here, man, from this guy, 1A, to me, this is my number one slot. Forever Is a Mighty Long Time by Big Crit. Man, hey, I bumped this album, man. I'm going to say at least... So I'm riding a train all the time out here in NYC. So I'm bumping this album. I'm really bumping it like at least twice a week. And it really helps me get through some of my days, man. Like that messages. He got cut on there with Jill Scott. This so cold, man. So if y'all ain't picked these albums up, man, like I said, that Big Crit, Forever Is a Mighty Long Time, you got to pick that up, man. So, you know, my five top five albums. Number one, that Big Crit. Number two, I got that Rhapsody. Number three, Jay-Z. Number four, Kendrick Lamar. And number five, that Big Sean. So that's my list, man. You know, check those albums out if you haven't. I'm sure my guys, they got their list too. All of us didn't choose the same albums, but these are some albums I want y'all to check out though if you haven't already. So yeah. And this is me. I'm Javon Bibbs, man. Follow me on Twitter at Javon Bibbs, J-O-V-A-N. And, we're going to rap with y'all soon, man. And keep listening to the dopest podcast on earth. Straight out of Low Cash, S-O-L-C, hashtag. Baby, peace.
Can't we just try? Can't we let go?
What you know, you know. What you don't, you got to figure out. Show. Hey, P, what up, baby? Guru said we on a different level.
It's
different, right?
Yeah, I thought I had the answer, but I could not solve it.
Oh, my God.
Even if you were the answer, I could not call it.
Nobody know nada. We all know the fate of a side of Cuba don't harbor. Nobody know I'm harder on myself than lonely fathers. Watching Miss Parker these days, nobody know who authored rhymes or rappers on carpets. Nobody know who real or not. Nobody still know who shot Big and Pac. I'm bothered. Pray to our Father for sins I committed. Summers. Don't nobody know how many, but we know our days are numbered. Oh my God. Nobody know the true religion. So why nobody know to show respect and mind your business? I know prison business, but nobody know how many innocent in it. Nobody know that cures for cancer been made by the chemist. Nobody know the cost of a dollar worth less to him, Kendrick. Nobody smart enough would ever say racism ended. I get winded by the weight of it all. Cause everybody talking shit, but don't know nothing at all.
Yeah, I thought I had the answer, but I could not solve it. Even if you were the answer,
nobody know I'm scared of personal shit. Cause everybody judge you, love to change the intent. Internet got no chill. Nobody know how I feel to be an artist. Look, nigga, this some marvelous shit. But for politics, organ real versus radio hits. It's all hip hop, you can't divide what ain't different. Don't like all underground, I don't hate all music that isn't. I was just making a clap to Waka Flocka last Christmas, yeah. Clap for a nigga with a rapping ass. Nobody know if tomorrow promise. Live like it's your last. Tell that crush you got, you love them. They might love you back. Nobody know if we don't speak up. We don't know the math.
We don't know the math, hey.
Google the name. If nobody know, nobody can feel these shoes that I'm aim. Watch niggas that joke around and say they just playing. Beating me, your eyes look better. Betting Lieutenant Dan can walk water barefooted, running with fours, chasing a van. If nobody know that, it's gonna show you that I ain't playing.
You told them you were brought up underneath my umbrella. I was the one that taught you. Together means we'll be forever. I see you move to Georgia. Oh, I see you move to Georgia. On your way to L.A.
We got a love and hate relationship, I know.
I know.
But I keep you on my mind no matter where I go.
I go.
We got a love and hate relationship, I know.
I know.
But I keep you on my mind no matter where I go.
I had to be out. Cause we've been cruising grasshoppers and there's no dot. Can't chill out on the post, so please don't say that we not the type to have to move on. Since the king up and died and the blues gone, so I'ma skip my feet and dump my feet and make some moves. As long as I hit the road and break the mold, I never lose. I don't do this just for self, I do it all for you. Your mama, daddy, sister, brother, and your cousin too. And all them country folk, and they'll sell a foe. That every shit they throw us out you on the daily. I know we better though, I watch award shows. I swear they haven't talked about us out you lately. Unless it's negative or irrelevant. But I never, ever, ever let it phase me. I keep you on my mind, and you in my heart. You know that everything you are made me, darling.
You told them you were brought up underneath my umbrella. I was the one that taught you. Together means we'll be forever. I see you move to Georgia.
Georgia.
Oh, I see you move to Georgia. On your way to L.A.
We got a love and hate relationship, I know.
I left you, but I had to. You can be sour all you want, but what have you? Sweetened on the low. We've been bitter and it shows. Perhaps if the willows stop weeping, they'll grow. But I guess we'll never know. I just keep putting on it, southern toning. Heard you the grapevine in a couple songs. Some of your fam hating on me. I'm never home, I know you're lonely. Even if the sun's shining, it's still storming. I know they left us on the dock and kept going. I'm knowing you think I might go and do the same. I can promise I'll do the job and come back again when my casket dropped. I love you for your cool, although the past is not. What would you chill me on if I had a shot?
These are my top soul albums for 2017. And we're going to start it with this. My man Kevin Ross, first with The Awakening. People may have heard his single that was in, you know, blowing up the, you know, especially the adult contemporary stations, urban contemporary stations, Long Song Away. This boy is like 23, 24. You'd think he was like a young Sam Cooke out there, or a young a younger version when Usher was actually trying to sing as much instead of doing, you know what he's doing now. but I mean, this album, I mean, this dude, I think he's only 23 or 24 or somewhere in there. And this is a more grown man than men that's 35 album that's out right now than 40 years old albums are. It's grown, it's, but it's palatably young at the same time. And it's, yo, you could ride to it. You know, that this is the dude we need to be looking to, especially what you talking about, R&B dying. Because R&B, I didn't think had the best of years this year. I know Reminisce earlier said, I don't know if R&B had the best of years this year. But there's some dope projects, but I think as an overall whole, R&B wasn't as dope as it was as previous years. Next up in my top 10, I'm not even going to be in the top 10 this year, but Layla Hathaway, honestly, I mean, Layla Hathaway, she drops anything. I mean, this is going to be the first year that I think that she hasn't been nominated for a Grammy in the last 4 or 5 years. She won it the last 2 years in a row, won the best Grammy for best R&B album or collaboration. I mean, it's just Layla Hathaway's is in this, but it sounds different than normal Layla Hathaway project, but it's dope. I mean, Layla Hathaway is maybe the best perennial singer of this era. I know people will say Beyonce, but I'm talking about just straight classic singer. She's the best of this era, bar none, considering she's really spanned three or four generations, but still it stays in pocket and maybe and is even stronger now of a following than when she first came out. So shout out to Layla Hathaway with that project. Next up, this one is, I didn't know he was gonna be able to come back with a good project, folks. And it's a double disc too, and you know how I feel about double disc albums. But this one is good. Music Soul Child, man. I mean, with Feel the Real. I mean, this is a good album. Music Soul Child is giving you that old feel of music. I don't know what he was doing with that hustle stuff. He got the hustle on here too on the track. So let's keep it 100 with that. But it's a good album. It's classic music. He actually sat down and did a great cohesive project. He keeps it consistent in general, but this one was really, I feel like he really went above beyond to keep that, keep a good sound that you can really, you know, really get into. Next up, this is a young cat, another young cat. This dude is actually signed to Snoop, brother named October London, and his EP Colorblind, Hate and Happiness. Man, when I tell you, this dude sounds like a young Marvin Gaye, but with a little hip-hop swagger to him. Yo. I mean, Drive Me Into Drinking is my joint off of here. But it's good, man. I mean, October London is good. He's got that, like I said, that Marvin Gaye feel to him, but it's updated sound to it. Like we said, no idea is original when it comes to music. It's always just a re-updating or making a new, clearer way of something else, another sound. I forgot who it was. I may have been Q-Tip on a podcast listening to where he said, I believe it's only 12 to 15 different notes or sounds that you can do. So everybody is basically jacking off another sound. But he's not saying, he's got his own sound with this, when I'm saying that, but he just reminds you of a young Marvin Gaye type of feel with it, but updated and a little bit more gangster with it. And like I said, that is October London, Sail Away. This artist actually was more gospel before he did this project, and this is Molly Music, his album Transition to Molly. Man, I like this one, man. And I like this other soulful, inspirational albums as well. Actually, after hearing this, I went back and copped the other ones. And it's just as soulful, just as cohesive of a project, the way he put it together. The tracking that he did with this, his features, he got Jhené Aiko on here, Jasmine Sullivan. And he's just giving energy and feel to the music where you feel where he's coming from when he's singing it. So I got to give that brother props for that. Next up is Daily, the brother from overseas, came with a banger with the Spectrum. Everyone talks about the single with Jill Scott, Until the Pain Is Gone, which is between that and, this is for me, between that, After Seven's joint, Running Out of Love, those are the two best soul tracks of the year that were released singles for 2017 for me. And also, I would say Mary J. Blige's You Plus Me as well. But, I mean, the whole album, it keeps on that same tone that Until the Pain Is Gone is on. And it's crazy how a lot of these UK artists, and I think Rim on his top five has two UK artists on there on his list. It's crazy how the UK artists are picking up some of this soul and doing it better than we are here on this side of the pond. Last up, this one it just dropped out of nowhere, and you know it's one of the best producers of all time and DJs, DJ Jazzy Jeff, the Goosebumps, with Glenn Lewis on here. I believe Eric Roberson is featured on here. It's just a gumbo of dope soul all in one. It was just dropped just seamlessly. It's hard to even find online even. You can get it streaming wise and maybe some downloads here and there, but it's hard to find at different spots. But it is a great project. It's DJ Jazzy Jeff. He's going to give you that great instrumentation and production in it. And considering you think where he came from with Fresh Prince, this project and projects on the like with Aya, which I want him to come out another project of Aya still. I still haven't seen on that. There are the two previous projects were bangers. I'm not sure why that hasn't come out, but got to pick this up. Chasing Goosebumps, the playlist. So those are my top soul albums of the year. Hope you appreciated all the albums we covered this joints for 2017. Stroud Lowcast going to be back with doper new shows, dope new music, all that good stuff. Rim's coming with some more mixes for you. Javon's hopefully gonna come back. You know he comes back when he feels like it. You know he's like basically the Pimp C of the collective. So We appreciate it. Emails, let us know your thoughts on our choices, what your choices were. StraightOLC@gmail.com. StraightOLC on Twitter and the Stroud Locast fan page. Holla.
You've been calling up and sneaking around with. He just called up my damn phone.
Talking about you, his girl. And I should leave you alone. What's up with that? Tell me.
Close your eyes and dream, we'll never grow.